Das Chazar Zeichen Nishma Chagas Hashag Vim Yehudim Sechus Vim Malachas Daf Hei. So, the Rish Lakish, who argues on Rav, says that if the Omer Mincha has his Kemitza taken out Lashma, it's kosher, but the remainder of that Mincha may not be eaten until another Omer Mincha is offered, and is Matir the first one to be eaten. If it can't be eaten, how can it be offered on the Mizbeach? The Pasuk says, Mimashke Yisrael, which we dash into teach that a carbon may only be brought for something that's mutter for the Yidden to eat. And for the Gemara Vadabar Hava said, Rish Lakish holds that since it will become mutter later that same day, it's not considered to be premature, and therefore it may be offered on the Mizbeach. Ravada, the son of Rav Yitzchak Ve'est, a Braisa, lists the aspects that bird carbonists have, which menachas don't, and vice versa. Or according to what was just said, the Braisa should also have listed that a mincha, in the case that we just discussed, is an exception to the general rule that it's mutter to be offered even though it's also to be eaten. And for tomorrow, since he holds that it's not an issue because it will be mutter to eat later that same day, it's not even considered to be something that's also. And that's why it would not be considered an exception to this rule. Rav Sheshes is, the Braisa says that if the application of the oil to a mitzor was done out of order, either it was done before the blood application was done before the oil was sprinkled seven times toward the Kodesh, he would again do the oil applications after the blood applications or after the oil is properly sprinkled. Now, if we hold that something that will be done that day does not have an issue of being premature, the oil application should not have to be done again because it should not be viewed as having been being done prematurely and for the Gemara. Rav Papa said, the case of Matar is different because the Pasuk says Tihiyeh, which teaches that the order must be strictly followed. A Papa asked, a Braisa says that if Mitzoyer's Chatos was shechted before his Asham, which is the wrong order, the Chatos blood should be left overnight to become pasul and burned off the Mizbech. Now, if we hold that something that will be done that day does not have an issue of being premature, the Chatos should not become pasul just because it was shechted prematurely. The Gemara asked, Rav Papa has himself just said that the case of Mitzoyer is different because the Pasuk says that the order has to be strictly followed. Rather, Rav Papa meant to say that the Pasuk teaches that the order of the Avoida must be strictly followed and the Shechita is not an Avoida, so why does the out of the order of the Shechita make it pasul? The Chatos blood should be mixed until the Asham could be shechted and offered, and then the Chatos blood should be offered. Rather, and for the Gemara, Papa said, the reason Rish Lakish holds its kosher is because he holds that at sunrise on the 16th of Nisan, the new grain is actually mutter already to be eaten. And therefore, the leftover mincha of the Omer offered not Lishma is actually mutter to be eaten. In fact, we find that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both say that the new grain becomes mutter with the rising of the sun on the 16th of Nisan. Zakhmer Ravai, the Rav said that if the Omer mincha has its kemitza taken not Lishma, it's kosher, and the remainder of that mincha may be eaten and does not need another Omer to be matter it. The reason is that an invalidating intent is only effective when it comes from the following, from someone who is fit to do the Avodah, which includes a Kayin with a Mum, with something that's fit for the Avodah, which excludes the Omer Mincha, since it's not fit for any other type of Karbim, because it's made of barley, and in a place that's fit for the Avodah, which excludes a time when the Mizbech is damaged. So, my Vaita, Braisa says, the extra word of Min HaBokar comes to exclude a treif from being brought as a carbon. The Braisa asks, we should know this based on the Kavah Chaymer, if a Baal Mum, which is mutter for an individual, is osur for a carbon, then a treif, which is osur for an individual, should certainly be osur for a carbon. The Braisa says that chiliv and blood are shlug that up because they are osur for individuals and are mutter to be offered. The Braisa asks, chiliv and blood are different because they come from the animal that's mutter, but a treif is entirely osur and should therefore be osur even to be offered. The Braisa says the Malika comes and it shlug that up because a bird killed with Malika is entirely also to an individual, yet it's mutter for the Mizbeach. The Braisa says it's also not a proof. Malika is different because the thing that makes it Kadosh, meaning the Malika itself, is what makes it also. Whereas by a treif, that's not the case. Therefore, we have a good Kavah Chaymer to teach that a treif may not be brought as a carbon. If you're going to say that the Kavah Chaymer is still flawed, I will tell you that the extra word, Minabaka, comes to exclude a treif from being brought as a carbon. In fact, remember, what does the Braisa mean when it says if you will respond that the Kavah Chaymer is still flawed? The Braisa has proven it's a good Kavah Chaymer. And for the more, Rav said, we can say that the Omer Mincha refutes the Kavah Chaymer because it's usher for an individual and yet it's mutter for the Mizbeach. In fact, tomorrow we can ask that we can't refute from the Omer because it's matir, the new grain, and therefore can't be used to teach regarding Treifa. And for tomorrow, the Gemara says, the proof is from the Omer during the year of Shemitah when it's not matir the grains. For even during Shemitah, it's matir the grains that grow on their own. During Shemitah, Mar says, Bryce Vals Rabbi Akiva says, even these grains are also on Shemitah. Rav Acha bar Abba said to Rav Ashi, even according to Rabbi Akiva, we should ask that the Omer can't be used as a proof because even during the Shemitah, it permits the new grains of Chutz La'aretz. Even if you hold that it's only the Rabbanon, we can say that the Omer comes to remove the lav on the flower of the Omer itself. And for Tigmar, Rav Acha Medifti said to Ravino, if not for the Pasuk, we would think that just like an Omer is a valid carbon, the Trefa should also be a valid carbon, and it would remove the lav against eating of a treifa. Rish Lakish said the Braisa means that the Kavah Chaymer can be refuted from the case of making of Keteris, which is something that's also for an individual, but it's mutter for the Mizbeach. Gemara asks, it's not a good proof because the making of the Keteris is different in that it's the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of the Keteris, whereas one can bring a carbon without having to bring a treifa. Mar, the son of Ravina, said the Braisa means that the Kavachemik can be refuted from the case of doing Malacha on Shabbos, which is also for an individual, was mutter for the Mizbech. The Gemara asked, not a good proof. Malacha on Shabbos is even mutter for an individual when it comes to Bris Mila. Mar said, that's not a question. Bris Mila is not for an individual, it's for a mitzvah. Rather, the question would be, Shabbos is different because the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of the Karbonis that must be brought on Shabbos is by doing the Malacha on Shabbos. Rav Ada bar Abba said, the Braisa means that the Kal V'Chomer can be refuted from the case of Klaim, which is also for an individual, yet it's mutter for the Kohen Gadol to wear for the Avodah. Mar asked, not a good proof, because Klaim is even mutter for an individual. It comes to Tzitzis. Mar says, that's not a question. Tzitzis is not for an individual, it's for a mitzvah. Rather, the question would be, Klaim is different because the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Karbonus with the Big Day Kahuna is for the Kohen Gadol to wear Klaim.